While preparing to do a lecture to a group of nutritional consultants, I was given the rare opportunity to see the top 10 selling products from Biotics Research nationwide and its distributors. To me, when I see the top 10 products, I know those are the ones that work time after time and get the job done. Interestingly, ADHS, a supplement for excess cortisol, was number 8 on the Biotics list. ADHS stands for adrenal hypersecretor. It contains a number of adrenal adaptogenic herbs and nutrient cofactors to reduce cortisol, and it works great. Because of the adaptogenic component, Dr. Lesneski says it even raises low cortisol in about 50% of the cases. But what I found fascinating is that two of the distributors place major emphasis on in-office functional testing. And for those territories, ADB5 Plus was number 5 and 6. ADB5 Plus is a formula that was designed for those chronic stressed people who experience low cortisol and fight exhaustion both mentally and physically. Besides exhaustion, some of the symptoms of low cortisol are postural hypertension, low blood pressure, ligament laxity, and reactive hypoglycemia. But it's not uncommon to see depression, anxiety, confusion, and an inability to cope with stress, salt cravings, knee pain, back pain, or insomnia. When the adrenal glands become inactive or fail to produce sufficient amounts of the catabolic fight or flight hormone cortisol, the condition is called primary hypoadrenalism, or Addison's disease. This is usually caused by an autoimmune disorder, but when exposed to extreme stress for long periods of time, cofactors become depleted and functional hypoadrenalism surfaces. Remember Hans Selye, the famous physiologist who studied stress? He said the beginning stages of stress is called the alarm phase. Then the body adapts to the stress and moves into a resistive phase. This is where we expect to find elevated levels of cortisol. You may have heard the term cortisol steal as this phase continues. The body takes raw materials that should go towards the repair of the adrenal hormone DHEA, but uses them instead to make more cortisol. After all, the real or perceived message is danger, danger. Ultimately, levels of this life-building anabolic hormone, DHEA, drop. But at some point, we reach the third stage, he called exhaustion. Here, cortisol levels plummet, and DHEA levels go even lower. ADB5 Plus was developed by Biotics Research Corporation to provide all the nutrients and appropriate glandular extracts to support and facilitate repair for adrenal exhaustion. The term adrenal exhaustion suggests that fatigue factors must be addressed. ADB5 Plus provides phosphorylated forms of vitamins B1, B2, and B6, along with the minerals magnesium and manganese to facilitate the Krebs cycle. The combination of citrates and malates, low-dose iron, as well as the above-mentioned B vitamins, also supports mitochondrial health. Pantothenic acid B5 and vitamin C have historically been found to be beneficial as adrenal supports. Two unique factors in this formula are choline and rhodiola. I always think of choline for brain health and liver support, but when you do functional testing, you'll find choline comes up when everything else fails. Rhodiola is another example of an adaptogen that's been used for centuries, mostly in the traditional medicine of Russia, Scandinavia, and other countries as an energy boost and immune modulator. Some research shows that rhodiola, also known as Arctic root, can increase work performance and reduce mental fatigue. Rhodiola normalizes hormones by modulating the release of glucocorticoid into the body. Rhodiola helps regulate blood sugar levels for diabetics and protects the liver from toxins. But perhaps the most unique part of this formula is the porcine adrenal. As you're probably aware, pharmaceutical thyroid glandular products come from porcine rather than bovine, because they work better. Hormonally, we're more like pigs than cows, so this product uses a porcine adrenal extract. You can see a complete list of ingredients to the right. Doctors generally recommend 2 to 3 in the morning and at noon. This is one of those products that when the patient needs it, they feel like someone turned on the lights. By the way, Dr. Lesneski describes that some patients have difficulty sleeping because they're constantly waking up due to low cortisol and blood sugar dysregulation. As a clinical trial, give the patient 3 tablets and let them try it on a Friday night. If they need the product, and get a little cortisol boost, they'll report they got a great night's sleep. Remember I mentioned the distributors that focus on in-office testing? You can see a handout to the right that includes a description of some of the in-office tests, a patient questionnaire that you can give to everyone as they sit in the waiting room, and then the list of products you can use to test. Of course, you'll want a separate appointment as you learn to use these tests. Most patients want that in to use these tests. Most patients want that individual assessment and are willing to pay for the extra time. I hope you find them as exciting as I do. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next Tuesday. Do you have patients that are trapped in situations where they're just exhausted? And maybe they're stuck in a job or a family situation that's sapping their strength. Could be a mom or dad who's caring for a dying parent, or perhaps someone with an autistic child. These are people who could benefit from adaptogens. Adaptogens have been used for centuries to help deal with stress, whether it's physical, chemical, mental, or emotional. Over centuries, every culture has identified botanical agents that create or sustain increases in endurance, physical, and mental performance. You can see a link to hear more about adaptogens and adaptogenic combinations, particularly in terms of supporting healthy sexual function. But in terms of a single or isolated substance, ashwagandha is one of the all-stars. Ashwagandha, or Withania somnifera, is referred to as a royal herb because of its multiple rejuvenative effects on the human body. It's nicknamed Indian ginseng, or winter cherry. It's been used for over 4,000 years. One researcher claimed it's the most commonly used and extensively studied adaptogen. Many of us are familiar with ashwagandha's ability to modulate cortisol, but ashwagandha affects multiple systems. Ashwagandha has been studied as adaptogenic, antioxidant, anti-cancer, anti-anxiety, antidepressant, cardioprotective, thyroid modulating, immune modulating, antibacterial, antifungal, anti-inflammatory, neuroprotective, cognitive enhancing, and as a hematopoietic agent. In an article titled Ayurvedic Medicinal Plants for Alzheimer's Disease, a Review, authors believe ashwagandha has some very interesting applications to cognitive problems, including Alzheimer's. Unlike other adaptogens, which tend to be stimulating, ashwagandha has a calming effect. And thus may be particularly indicated in people with Alzheimer's disease. A recent double-blind, randomized, placebo-controlled study of the effects of ashwagandha on stress found that it reduced symptoms of stress and inability to concentrate and reverse forgetfulness in a dose-dependent manner at 500 milligrams per day. In animal models, ashwagandha extracts induced significant regeneration of both axons and dendrites, and reversed amyloid peptide-induced memory deficiency in mice. In another group, reported that oral administration of a semi-purified extract of the ashwagandha root reversed behavioral deficits, plaque load, and accumulation of beta amyloid peptides in mouse models of Alzheimer's disease. Of course, I'm not suggesting we treat Alzheimer's with ashwagandha. However, these studies show its versatility and healing abilities. But I like the idea of eating nutrients that reduce plaque and beta amyloid peptides. As I mentioned, because of the number of unique phytochemicals found in ashwagandha and its long history of safety and rejuvenation, there are numerous articles on both animals and humans. One study with lab rats found that when given ashwagandha, they were actually able to swim twice as long compared to the same type of rats that were not treated. I found this study on resistance training interesting. 57 males aged 20 to 50 were divided into two randomized groups. 29 people in a treatment group who received 300 milligrams of ashwagandha twice a day, and 28 subjects who served as a control group received a placebo. Following baseline measurements, both groups of subjects underwent resistance training for 8 weeks, and measurements were repeated at the end of week 8. Researchers were primarily interested in muscle strength, but also evaluated muscle size, body composition, serum testosterone levels, and muscle recovery. As you'd expect, with 8 weeks of resistance training, all the health indicators measured increased. However, the group taking the ashwagandha was found to be statistically significantly greater than the placebo in all areas: muscle strength, muscle size, and body fat percentage. testosterone and muscle recovery were increased over the placebo group, there was also a 4.3-fold increase in testosterone. When we think of substances that increase endurance, strength, or physical and mental performance, we generally think of guarana or caffeine or what the Chinese may call a yang effect. Ashwagandha, however, seems to work in the opposite direction. An Indian study looked at anxiety with 64 participants in a 60-day trial that compared 600 milligrams of ashwagandha per day with placebo. Significant differences were found for all outcome measures, including scores on the perceived stress scale. P is less than 0.0001. The general health questionnaire, P is less than 0.0001. And levels of cortisol in the bloodstream, P is equal to 0.0006. Ashwagandha was well tolerated and reported no serious adverse events. A new product by Biotics Research Corporation, Bio-Ashwagandha, contains 300 milligrams per capsule in a 60-count bottle. Most of the studies use 250 to 300 milligrams twice a day. But note, animal studies safety use much higher doses. Many of the sources of ashwagandha come from third world countries, and sometimes growing and processing conditions can be questionable. The beauty of using botanicals from Biotics is that you can be assured that it's free of heavy metals and solvents. We've talked about testing elderly patients using a modified form of the Romberg test to see if we could increase neurological function. Specifically balance in the past. You could see a link to the right. Based on its adaptogenic qualities, consider bio-ashwagandha as one of your first choices. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next Tuesday.